Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend. Back in studio now, I've been recording shows over the last number of weeks with a recorder at my home or other places, but able to come back into the studio and record. I hope the sound is a little bit better, but it's good to be back. It's good to be back around the Ave Maria team as well. I want to talk today and this week about the Last Supper discourse in the Gospel of John. I've touched on a little bit off and on over the last number of weeks, and I'm just, there's so much in this for us. There's so much in this for us in this moment in the history of the church, but there's just so much about seeing and experiencing who Jesus is, how Jesus thinks at this critical moment. Really begins in chapter 13, makes it all the way through chapter 17 with that ending with that amazing prayer of Jesus to the Father, praying that the apostles would be one, all those who hear their word would be one with Jesus and with the Father, and that the world might know, you know, the unity of the body of Christ is deeply on the Lord's heart. And so I just want to take dimensions of this over the next 5 days and hopefully apply it to our lives in a way that's meaningful. I want to start today with chapter 15, which is the central focus of which is Jesus talking about abiding in him and the central place that abiding has in the life of a disciple, that all fruitfulness, like we'll hear the words of Jesus that we're called to bear fruit. Everybody who's a disciple is called to bear fruit for the kingdom. And the way the fruit bearing happens is literally being united to him. So we'll talk a little bit about that. So to begin with John 15:1, Jesus said, I'm the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. What's a vine dresser? The vine dresser is the person who tends the vine, who prunes it, who watches over it, protects it, the rest. So the Father is the vine dresser. He keeps an eye on it. Jesus said, I'm the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. So we see the Father and the Son together, and the way the Father has established reality and the reality of his church is that fruitfulness will flow from his Son. And from his Son means from the Father and the Son who are united. And that fruit, that flowing, that life principle in the vine is the Holy Spirit. And the Father's plan is that we freely respond to the Lord's call through repentance and a radical dedication of our lives to him and be baptized into him, and that we would then live from the Holy Spirit in a way that we would bear fruit. And the Father tends the vine. He pays attention. And Jesus makes it clear that where there's fruit bearing, the Father is going to prune. He's going to take us through seasons that will allow us to grow more and to mature and to be effective and to flourish more, just like a good vine dresser does with a branch on a vine, that it may bear more fruit. But he does also say that every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. One of the things we're going to see in this chapter is that the Lord expects fruit bearing. And the fruit bearing isn't just a human achievement or a human endeavor, but fruit bearing will necessarily flow from our abiding in Jesus and being united to him. So he continues, you are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm the vine and you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. This is it's a passage I'm sure you've heard many times. I've talked about it off and on over the last year in particular. It's very important to see because there's a fundamental spiritual principle here that Jesus is very direct about. He's very clear about that the kind of fruit bearing that he's looking for. What is he looking for? He's looking for the growth in Christian character, the growth in the fruit of the Holy Spirit, growth in fruitfulness in ministry and extending the kingdom. Remember, Jesus self-identifies as one who has been sent by the Father to seek and save the lost. Jesus, his whole mission is fundamentally missionary. which means our life as disciples and the whole life of the church is fundamentally missionary and to extend Jesus's mission in the world. So that's part of the fruitfulness that he's talking about. And so what he's telling us is that we literally can't bear the character of Jesus, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, or bring anybody to faith in Christ without abiding in him, because it all flows from the life of the mission of the Holy Spirit, who's also sent by the Father and the Son. Jesus makes it clear in these different chapters in John's Gospel that it's the Holy Spirit who makes us fruitful. It's the Holy Spirit who helps us bear fruit, because the Father's plan is that Jesus, who's the Lord of all things were made through him, all things were made for him. The Father has sent him to set things in order and to establish the kingdom of God, which is a kingdom of life that comes from the Father and the Son, and that life would flow through the Son for the salvation of the world. And so the whole work of salvation is the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But from the Father's perspective, he has chosen his Son as Messiah and as the anointed one and as the King and Lord of all, that from whom the church will be built, because the Spirit of God comes through Jesus for all of us and for all of us in the church. And so Jesus is making clear that the Father who's tending the vine, who's paying attention to the growth of the church, the Father will cut off branches that are not bearing fruit. So even if I'm baptized, and I'm mainly a cultural Catholic or something, and I'm not paying attention to the Lord, I'm not abiding in him, and as a result, I'm not growing in Christian character, I'm not bearing the fruits of the Holy Spirit, I'm not fruitfully engaging in the mission of the church in the way I've been gifted and called by the Lord, I'm not paying attention to it, the Lord cuts off the branch. And if we stay in that position, we're going to find out just how strong the Father's view is about how he's going to handle branches that are not growing on the vine, that are useless, essentially. Again, verse 5, I'll just repeat. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he's cast forth as a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. So this is really referring, Jesus is referring here to the final judgment. If I decide to just live life as if God doesn't exist, or as Christ doesn't exist, or if I haven't paid attention to the voice of the Holy Spirit in me, which is essentially what he means. And you say, well, what does he mean, abide? Well, to abide in Christ means to realize and to accept in faith and to trust the reality that God has come to make his home in you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Lord desires a relationship with you and a relationship with me, and he wants us each day to walk with him, to converse with him, to open our hearts to him, to listen to his voice in my own heart, that he wants me to learn and to hear his voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they know me. Another dimension of abiding in the Lord is understanding the promises of God, which all the things that God has promised for his disciples, to live in those, to live from those, to understand the life that he wants to lead us into, which is fundamentally, as we'll see, is walking in the commandments, walking out the fundamental commandment, which is really at the heart of everything, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's why Jesus has come. That's why the Holy Spirit is in us, to help us do that, to tenderize our hearts, to give us the heart of Jesus for the Father, a heart that's healed, that's healthy, that trusts God, that leans into him. That's really happening in us. And Jesus said, if you see this and you take this seriously, you accept it, and you walk in it, and you follow my leadership as I lead you, you're going to bear fruit. It will happen. And friends, Judgment Day really is going to be the revelation of whether we have any fruit or not. And the revelation of whether we have any fruit or not will be the result of, and the manifestation of, and the undenying truth of, whether or not we've actually tried to abide in the Lord, whether we've cooperated with the work of the Holy Spirit, whether it really was first in our hearts, that the first commandment to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength was the first thing in our lives. So again, I'll say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will. He then goes on to say, and it shall be done for you. Ask what you will and it will be done for you. And that's, you know, the saints tell us and commentators that what that means is ask anything that's in the will of God. You know, that the Lord, if you're living in and from the Lord in the Holy Spirit, what happens is you begin to die to yourself, selfish concerns, my own self-will, my own inordinate self-love, comfort, pleasure, recognition, all that. That begins to die, and what ends up surfacing in my heart is the heart of Jesus, is love for the things that he loves, a desire for the things that he desires. So Paul can say in Galatians, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life I live by faith in the Son of God. There's a new life in me. There's a new reality in me. And if we don't abide in the Lord, friends, and really cooperate with grace, Christianity will not have much power. The transformation won't be there. The fire in your heart won't burn. It'll be like a living under a burdensome moral system, and you become legalistic. And oftentimes people become resentful because they don't want to do this. But when you start abiding in the Lord and you allow the Holy Spirit to live in your heart and you take it seriously and you're in conversation with him each day and you're learning to accept and live in his promises and hear his word. And as he said here to the apostles, you are ready made clean by my word, by the word that I have spoken to you. This word is here recorded in scripture. And the word of God, if we take it in, with the help of the Holy Spirit, and we read this word, we chew on it, we meditate on it, it will cleanse us. It'll cleanse us of the noise that's within us, with the darkened mind and darkened ways of thinking and our attachments, our addictions, our idols, and things like that. The Word of God will wash us. It'll wash us clean over time. The grace that we're given in baptism, the washing in baptism, ends up helping us throughout our entire life. And if we allow the Holy Spirit to make the Word of God come alive in us, and we conform our lives to it and walk in it, and this becomes our food, like Jesus, literally we start living, thinking, and acting more and more like him. And then bearing fruit becomes something that is natural almost to us, it's actually supernatural. It's the grace of God working in us, but it's not just simply something that I have to achieve on my own. It's a matter of cooperating and living with the Lord. So what you'll end up asking is for things that are really in the heart of God. Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove yourselves to be my disciples. One of the things Jesus is after is giving glory to the Father. He wants to teach you and me how to do that, how to honor the Father, how to give him glory, because that's exactly what Jesus is doing in his coming. That's the first thing. Jesus comes out of obedience to the Father. The whole work of salvation, the life of the church, begins in the heart of a loving Father, the love of God, for God so loved the world, right? And so Jesus is doing it because he knows then if he comes and he walks in the Father's will and he loves the Father's will above all things, that he's going to bear fruit. It's going to be the fruit of the kingdom. It's going to be the fruit the Father desires. And then that will glorify him, that will please him. And Jesus says, this is the mark of a disciple. This is what will happen in your life if you take it in and you take this seriously and you live from it. Friends, the devil would want to distract us, to condemn us, to say we've done enough to make this impossible for us in our lives. No, it's not. You can repent, turn to the Lord 70 times, 7 times a day. Don't give in to discouragement, but understand this. The Father wants you and has made you to bear the fruit of the kingdom of God, and you have all the power in you to be able to do that. Don't let anybody take that away from you. God bless you. Hope you can join me again tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.